Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's a time of year where we hear so much about the incredible work that many groups and charities do across the country, and especially those who support children at a time of year that is the most magical for children. Barrettstown aims to rebuild the lives of children affected by cancer and other serious illnesses through its camps and at its Kildare campus, and also through its outreach services in hospitals. And all their services are provided free of charge to families who use them. One of the families who have seen the importance at first hand of the Barrettstown service is the family of Fiona O'Reilly, who was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer at just 14 months of age. And her mother, Sarah, is with me in studio. Good morning, Sarah, and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, a devastation at 14 months. It must be a diagnosis at 14 must be devastating, because I can imagine you've got a little baby beginning to thrive, beginning to walk, I suspect.
Yeah, so Fiona at 14 months was in the full of her health. She was a normal little 14-month-old baby. She was bum-shuffling at the time. Yeah. And she was starting to bop along to music. She was starting to dance. We were starting to see the first signs of her interest in dance and all of that kind of thing. And we had no indication that anything was wrong.
So how was it spotted? What were the first symptoms?
So in hindsight, I know that in April of last year, she had a little bit of unusual bleeding that was flagged with us by her creche at the time in Park West. And we got it checked out. We sent in a referral for an outpatient appointment, all done and dusted. In my mind, that was ticked off the list of to-do things. So 2 months later in June, the 23rd of June to be exact, when I was changing her clothes and I noticed some little lumps.
Where were the lumps? What part of the body?
So that's actually a part of Fiona's story that I don't really tell. So, you know, in years to come, if she wants to tell where her cancer was, absolutely she can sit in this chair and she can tell that part of the story. So I actually just, you know, she just had these little lumps. And I didn't think too much of it, you know, as I have a medical background myself, and I'm always scared to be that hysterical mother in A&E and them saying, does she not know what a simple cyst looks like? Yeah. You know, so I would be quite averse to going and into A&E. And if it was on me, I would have left it. But when it's on your daughter and, you just want, and she had this bleeding a couple of months earlier, I thought, no, we're going to go get it checked out. And I went to her GP. New GP, because we had just moved house. We lived in the shadow of Crumlin Hospital up until 10 days before her diagnosis.
My goodness, and you're going to end up there again.
Yes, and we had moved to our shiny new old house down a Boreen in County Meath. And I went on to the GP, and again, we had a plan that we were going to check for an infection and we were going to treat with antibiotics and see how it went. I was packing up her bits and bobs, Pat, and I still don't know to this day what came over me in that moment where I just went, no, actually, we need to go to A&E now. I didn't have enough charge in my electric car to get there and home. I didn't have a phone charger with me. I had no purse. I had nothing. I had no intention that day when I went to the GP.
You had this malaise that things just came on me
in the GP surgery, that we had to get this scene to. And we went on into Temple Street, and look, that was all on the Monday. And by the Friday, I was watching my 14-month-old well baby girl get injected with the first dose of her chemotherapy.
Of chemo.
Yeah.
So what was the diagnosis? I mean, was it a rare cancer that no one had seen very much of?
No. So in the grand scheme of things, it's called a sarcoma, and it's a rhabdomyosarcoma, which rolls off the tongue. And it's a muscle tumour. So the same way you have muscles all over your body and they're all doing different jobs, there are lots of different types of rhabdomyosarcoma. When she first got her diagnosis on the 26th of June, we didn't know what we were facing into. We didn't know what kind of, you know, tumour it was, what its different mutations were. We didn't know how it spread. But thankfully, we started getting what I call good bad news, mm-hmm. where we were told it was a favorable type of rhabdomyosarcoma. It hadn't spread. All of these good news, you know, items are coming our way. But it is unusual. It's more usual in boys, mm-hmm. for example. The many doctors that I have spoken to and nurses had never seen it in a little girl before. So,
and there's no kind of reason why this happens. It seems to be random.
Yeah, just bad luck. But we've been to the geneticists as well just to check that out, yeah. purely by virtue of her age. Nothing else really led us down that path. But like, no, it's just bad luck. Mm. Yeah.
So then she starts on a regime of chemotherapy with the assurance that this is going to work.
Yes, we had a wonderful consultant, Dr. Owens, and I remember him kind of giving me this wry smile when, you know, he was talking me through the fact that she would get 6 months of intensive chemotherapy and then she would get 6 months of maintenance chemotherapy. And I thought, okay, absolutely, we can do that. And I had all the guidelines on my phone and he kind of gave me a look as in, you can have all the guidelines you want, but this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
We will get her through it. We think she will be okay. And we clung to that news. You know, we clung to that little piece of hope because there were days when we thought, my God, this is harder than we yeah. ever would have imagined.
Now, the whole question, when a child is on chemo, they become neutropenic. So yeah. they're susceptible to infection. You've got to mind them. And the smallest thing might send you scurrying to Crumlin.
And it did. By God, did it. So we started out with the best of intentions that she would get chemotherapy once a week. And then she would be in overnight for two nights every 3 weeks. We were frequent flyers in St. John's Ward, a lot more than that. She would throw what were fevers and they were invariably at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, yeah. And
you have no choice. Into the car, off you go.
You bypass A&E, like it is, get to that hospital, get her seen, get the antibiotics on board, because when a child has no immune system, you don't know if they're throwing that fever because they have no immune system and the body is confused, or if they have a massive infection on board and you have to treat it as if it's a life-threatening infection. She had 9 rounds of chemotherapy in her intensive phase and she got febrile neutropenia in every single one of those.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
And it was rough, you know,
febrile being the fever.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, she was up at 40 degrees and you're 3 o'clock in the morning and you have to scurry on back into the hospital, and the staff are great. They know exactly what to do. They have protocols for it all. But as a parent, you don't have a protocol. The first few times that happens, yeah. it's like, oh God,
now,
you know.
Now, at 14 months, I mean, Fiona's becoming really with it. She knows. How do you explain to a 14-month-old what's going on? Why has everything changed?
If I knew that, Pat, I don't know how you explain that to a child. And for Fiona, at her age, 14 months, she was just happy to have mammy there with her, okay. you know? And she was, we had a neighbour in Dublin, Johnny, who called her Smiler, you know? And she really begot that name because she just smiled. People would do, you know, things to her and for her that were horrible as in the name of her treatment, and she'd high-five them afterwards. She took it in her stride. What's harder is when you have a 3/4-year-old at home, the sibling. So yeah. Oisín was at home, and it was, I think, harder for him because he had moved house, he had moved creche, and 10 days later, suddenly mammy and Fiona are gone.
Yeah,
he has no idea. And we have to try and explain to him why suddenly his nanny and his granny Gaga are suddenly in the house minding him all the time, why his auntie Laura is suddenly minding him all the time, where people are going and what they're doing. And it's very hard for, I think, the three-year-old, four-year-old kind of mark was maybe harder.
Now, by now, we know that Fiona has come through the treatment. She's on, is she finished the maintenance chemo as well?
She rang the bell in St. John's Ward on the 1st of September. So that was a big day for us. Yes,
big
she
day.
Has finished all the chemo.
And she's still being checked routinely. This has to happen for a few years, probably. There'll be regular checks.
Absolutely. So with the type of cancer she has, she's at most risk of relapse in the first couple of years. So for the first couple of years, it's, you know, watching her. So her team keep a close eye on her for that.
How did Barrettstown come into your life?
Well, I mean, originally Barrettstown came into my life in transition year in school. So I'm from Baltinglass in Wicklow originally, which is just down the road from Ballymore Eustace. And as part of our transition year programme, we went on a day trip to Barrettstown. And I remember in my mind, I mean, it was a long time ago now, but I remember standing in front of that red door with my transition year class. Never did I think that the next time I would stand in front of that red door would be with my husband, Simon, and our two children, because one of them's undergoing cancer. But what jogged my mind really was in the day ward, I met the outreach team. So these are wonderful people in blue t-shirts who go around the hospital with a big trolley full of goodies for the kids to entertain them and distract them at the hardest times.
Yeah.
And they're unbelievable. Unbelievable for the children to get them through the difficult times, but also for the parents from a selfish point of view. I don't know. I'm sure there's people listening who have tried to have a conversation and a cup of coffee with a friend while their two-year-old is in the background. It is hard work to maintain a conversation. Now throw into that chemo and that you're trying to allay your concerns to the medical team and you're trying to get the information back from them and you've got a cranky two-year-old.
So the Barrettstown team are in there diverting the attention of the child.
Amazing work. And they suggested, they said, have you thought about coming? So we worked with the social worker then, Claire. She helped us get in touch with them and get on their books.
What was the Barrettstown experience like for Fiona?
For Fiona, we treated it like...
Because it was the whole family experience, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So we went to one of their family camps. They run different types of camps. So we went to one of the family ones in May this year. For Fiona, we treated it like holidays. So we had watched friends and family and everything go off on holidays. And I remember thinking, our kids are missing out on that. So we treated it fully like a holiday. I went holiday shopping. We packed a holiday bag. And you have to remember, we'd been packing bags for emergency trips to the hospital. So to be picking out little holiday clothes and stuff like that was just such a novelty for us. She loved every minute of it. She was
because the thing is that she, if she needs meds or whatever, that's all done for you. You stop worrying from the moment you walk into Barrettstown to the moment you get back in the car to go home.
Yeah.
You stop worrying.
You know what it's like, Pat? It's like when you have a sick child, it's like you're in a storm and there's rain flying into your face all the time and you're trying to shield your children from it. Your spouse is trying to shield you. You're trying to shield them. And for a moment, somebody comes with an umbrella and it's Barrettstown and they just put it over you for a minute and they take care of everything. And it's not like the storm is gone. It's still there, but you don't have to
worry. You're snug and dry.
You just get a minute to breathe and to gather yourself again. And of course, you go back out into the storm then. But it's just, you get that minute to just take stock. And
now, you have decided to help Barrettstown with their fundraising, which is very important. Everything they provide is free. So they need to raise funds. And you've put yourself out there.
Yeah, and you have to remember, that's huge. We shouldn't skip over the fact that what they provide families is free. When you have a sick child, there's an economic, you know, hit that you take. One parent generally has to stop working. And that's...
phone going off, we'll get rid of that phone.
That's your fault, Pat.
Yeah, your phone.
But one parent generally has to stop working. And you take that financial hit. So the idea, not only from like a practical point of view of having a sick kid, to get away and to get off on holidays would be quite an ask for a lot of families, you know. And Barrettstown is there going, don't worry about that. We got it. We'll take care of that for you. Your meals are included. There's a med shed there where there are trained professionals who, if anything goes wrong, they're there to help. If your child needs checks, they're there to do it. It's not all on you anymore as a parent. And you get to step back and be a parent and be a spouse and be and look at your kids again and go, oh my God, these are little people. They're not little, you know, patients.
Yeah.
They're little people.
And Oisin had a ball as well.
Oh, stop. He absolutely did. They do this thing in Barrystown in the dining hall when, you know, you can imagine lots of children running around, lots of parents, food, everything, to get your attention to go, Ozzy, 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 and everyone has to say, oi, oi, oi. Oisin still does that at home to get our attention. You know, if we're chatting and he wants to intervene, he still does it. Like, he loved it.
Well, you're raising, the flag for Barrystown this Christmas. And if people want to help Barrystown, all you do is go on to barrystown.org and you can donate there. And in addition, this December, Barrystown has teamed up with Flavins to produce magical reindeer food, which is available to buy for €2 in Applegreen and Deals stores nationwide. And 100%, not 90%, not 80%, 100% of the proceeds go to Barrystown.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? It just embodies the magic that they bring, really. And they just get it. They get what kids want. You know, they want reindeer food.
Sarah Riley, mother of Fiona, happily doing very well.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.